I need to preach an anointed word for somebody who has a gift inside of you. It's not yours to hide. So you don't get to tell God what you will or won't do with the 750 million breasts that he gave you. In fact, the scripture says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Because he put it in you, it is only right that you utilize the breath that he gave you to serve the giver who gave you the gift to begin with. He entrusted them with his wealth. The God who speaks oceans with a syllable of his word. They separated from the dry land. He said, I'm going to give you something. I'm going to give you five. I'm going to give you two. I'm going to give you one. And the one with one. The one with one. I did a little research this week. Asked a few people. You know the parable with the five bags, two bags, and one bag. Which one are you? Nobody said five. A few said two. Almost everyone I asked, and it was a small sample size, I only asked four people. I made it sound like a Barna research poll. It was really informal. But they mostly said one. And I get that because I have had people misunderstand our ministry that did not see where we started. Can I preach this? If you did not see where I started, please do not judge where I'm at. If you didn't see where I started, I've always considered myself kind of a one-talent man. I can't fix anything. My mom, I don't know what was up with this. She was texting me pictures of my ninth grade report cards today as if to give me sermon material. For the fact that I'm a one-talent student. But the thing about it was, I didn't go to Harvard. I didn't go to Princeton. I didn't go to anything like that. And even in preaching, you know, a lot of times I will feel an insufficient vocabulary to communicate the vast riches of the expanse of God's glory. And when I think about how to put into words what I want to say, you know, the devil will try to get me to downplay the deposit that God gave me. In order to diminish the gift in my eyes. But I found out something, and this is what we really want to unleash on insecurity today. This is what I want to give you to help you flip the bag. It's not about how many bags you start with. It's how quick you can flip it because God is a multiplier. If God speaks to you today through this message, the very best thing you can do about it is to flip it quick before the devil snatches it back. When you come to church or when you watch on YouTube or however you consume this message, the best thing you can do, see, because to link a few parables for you, in Matthew 13, Jesus said that the kingdom of God is like a man who scattered seed and some of it fell along the path. Some of it fell on shallow ground. Some of it got scorched by the sun. Some of it got choked by the thorns. Some of it fell on good ground. But it said that some of it immediately got snatched. Now hold that thought of all the times that God has spoken to you and distraction snatched it. Or a confrontation snatched it. Or a fight in the car on the way home snatched it. Or just the next thing that you have to do snatched it. Or a text message coming through while you're trying to read on your Bible app, snatched it and got you another place. Now think about that and let's read again. Give them Matthew 25. I'm so full tonight, y'all. I don't know how I'm gonna get this all out. But it said that he's like a man going on a journey. And it said when he went on his journey, the man, verse 16, who had received five bags of gold, went at once and put his money to work. You know, and it doesn't say that about the one who got one bag. Doesn't say that he went at once. I never noticed it said at once, but I think it's very important for what becomes of what God speaks into our life and what God does. If I preach today and before you go to sleep tonight, you share with somebody, hey Siri, if you share that before I even get done saying this message, if you are already thinking, wow, I could share that with someone. What that does, you take the word that you were given, you multiply it so quickly before the enemy can snatch it, and it begins to bear fruit in your life because you treat it as seed. When you treat the word as seed and you invest it back, either through sharing it with someone else or acting on it, you know, you got to act on what God gives you before you talk yourself out of it. You got to act on it. There will be no amount of notes that you can take from a sermon that will give you the victory in your life. There will be no amount. It is when you flip it. That is to convert it from word form into flesh form. There are so many things that God has spoken to you that got snatched before they ever did what they were intended to do. So here's the principle. It is not how many sermons you hear that determines how much you grow. Some people are professional sermon hearers. Professional Bible highlighters. You should see their highlight array. They got 48 flavors of highlighter. They got blueberry scented highlights, you know. But it is not the amount of bags that I get. That's why you can see a professional athlete or a musician end up broke after making millions. You're like, well, dang, man. I mean, you serious right now? That guy is broke. That guy made $23 million when he was 19. Yeah. If you would have made $23 million when you were 19, you'd be dead with your dumb, foolish self. You would have killed yourself. At least that guy is alive. So I start thinking, y'all all right, Aiken? Okay, just checking on you. Saturday night's different. We just talk on Saturday night. It'll be polished for the sermon tomorrow. But when I went through it, I was like, wow, the one with five went at once. He flipped it quick. He flipped it quick. He flipped it quick. He flipped it quick. I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to open my Bible right now. Not after I read Facebook, because after I read Facebook for 5 minutes, I will lose my faith in humanity and God. I got to read it right now. First thing when I wake up, I got to flip it right now, right now, right now. And when he did it at once, he went to work at once, but the master stayed away a long time. So it took time for it to mature, but he acted on it immediately. And that's what the guy with two did. Now, the beautiful symmetry of the passage is that the man who handed his master four talents experienced the same joy as the man who handed him 10. I'm really blessed by that. It's not about how many bags they handed the master. It was in the process of trusting that joy was born. So it means that regardless of what you've been given in your life, because you're like, I'm the one talent guy, you haven't talked about him yet. I'm about to. About to talk to all the one baggers. One bag Billy. Let's give him a name. One bag Billy. At first, he's kind of excited, you know. He's like, oh, cool, man. Remember, only three servants got any bags. This dude is rich. He's going on trips and stuff. This guy has much property, but he's one of the three that got trusted. Remember, when you attach your security to stuff or your significance to status, it's never enough. I wonder if one bag Billy was happy for a little while, but then he runs into Tommy. Yeah, two bag Tommy. So Billy's like, oh, Tommy, what's up, man? And Billy's like, it's the best day of my life. And Tommy's like, me too. Did you get the bag? And Tommy's like, the bag? No, I got bags. Bags. Ain't no bags. I got one bag. Well, here comes Freddie. Now, Freddie's coming up.
got 5 bags from the master. 5 bag Freddy, 2 bag Tommy,
1 bag Billy.
See, because the reason that Billy got afraid and hid what he had is because he went on Instagram.
I'm going to preach like it's 2020. I'm going to bring this parable to modern times. And he went on Instagram on Tuesday, and it was 2 Talent Tuesday on Instagram. 5 Talent Friday on Instagram. And old one bag Billy starts thinking, I wonder why I only got 1 bag. I was feeling pretty good about my bag till I saw you. Bags. Feeling pretty good about my little vacation till you start talking about Italy. You went to Italy, huh? Went to Myrtle Beach. I thought it was. I used to like Myrtle Beach. You went to Milan. It's all right. Hey, cool. No, I like Myrtle Beach. I'm more of a local kind of guy. Now I got this bag. Now I'm feeling bad about the bag that the master gave me. Because it's how we count it that matters. It's how we count it. And when we hear this, we feel bad for Billy. We're like, oh man, poor Billy. She's just walking around with this bag. Let's look in the bag. Can we look in the bag? We live in a world that worships the bag. We never even look what's in it. So what was a talent? What was a talent? It's a weight. How much money do you have of silver coins? Let's don't even talk about gold to weigh a talent. That is 6,000 days of pay for a day laborer, 1 talent. Now, you can't convert the economics from Palestine to Ballantine. But put a note, I gotta put that in tomorrow. That was really good. That was really good. But now watch this. It would be somewhere around 1.4, what we would call million. Because we have words for this, right? Million. So I was reading, I was feeling bad for Billy. I was like, dang, man, I probably would have hit it too. I would have been ashamed to work with a million if I was friends with Tommy and Freddie. I'd probably be hiding mine too. Until I realized something. Look at me. It's still a million. That's a lot. Oh, not to you? A million's not a lot to you? How many of you, a million is a lot and you will take it if somebody wants to cash app it? It's still a million. But now when we read it in contrast to 2 and 5, it sounds small. But put it back in context. It's still a million. When you start thinking, you know, I don't have anything to feel good about right now. I don't have anything to be proud of right now. I just want you to look at the devil some this week when he's telling you you don't have anything and you are not anything. And just only you and the devil will know what this means. Say, it's still a million. It's still a million. One time, come on, y'all better help me preach. I will preach through the Super Bowl if you don't start. And I got real arrogant one time because the church was growing and we had like a holiday weekend and there were only 8,000 people in church. Only 8,000 people in church. And one staff member showed me my million, said, how many people lived in the town you grew up in? It was 6,000. 6,000. And what I needed was to break down my blessings, to break down my bag,
And remember, it's still a million. Like, here's what I mean. If God never does anything else for me, He has been so good to me. Let me explain it to you. He canceled my sins. He did not treat me as my sins deserve. No, I'm serious. He gave me a purpose for living. He gave me a hope. He called me. He brought me into the kingdom. He put a crown on me. He gave me 750 million breaths, and I ought to use a few to thank Him while I still can. You ought to thank Him right now for your million. You ought to thank Him right now for your bag. You ought to thank Him right now for your blessing. Still a million. It's still a million. Break it down. You got a lot once you start counting it. Come on, let's count to a million. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. See, when you break it down, it doesn't sound so little anymore.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.